Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, I'm back with Benty on Drive on Monday at 4 p.m. Now, we start today's poddy thingy with TalkSport's exclusive commentary of the early kickoff today as Thomas Frank's Brentford host Clippity Klopp's Liverpool.
Tony trying to get underneath it. Whiffs a far post. Might still drop for him. He's done it. Absolutely incredible. This extraordinary Premier League match. It is Brentford 3, Liverpool 3.
Duomo is coming in from behind and he's beaten Konate to the ball. He slipped it under the goalkeeper. And in. 3 points against Liverpool.
Brentford, oh my God. It's such a difficult game to play.
Comes Tony. It had to be. Ivan Tony scores! Salah!
And there is a pivotal goal.
We need to find at least 8 out of 10 performance. But if we do that at home at the G-Take, then I'm convinced that we can do something and get something out of the game.
Well, we've certainly got a title race on now.
Klopp also spoke before the game about criticism that he rushed Trent Alexander-Arnold back from injury.
I think we have to clarify a little bit. I was not really aware of it, but I got now somehow the news as well that there was a discussion about we might have forced Trent back because 2 setbacks. That's true, and it's really unfortunate, and nobody wants that, and nobody's doing that. But different cases, different scenarios anyway, and as long as I'm here, we never forced anybody back. We will never do. But we work in a high performance area. But it's like if you have the same injury, you are fit after 3 days, and the guy after 4 weeks because they have to sprint stuff like this, whatever injury it is. So it's always about that. We have to bring the boys back as soon as possible, but never sooner than they are ready.
TalkSport Daily.
And staying with Liverpool, a certain Big Ange has been tipped to be a great replacement for Klopp at Anfield. I wonder what he made of those connections.
I may be on a shortlist. Yeah, no, I don't think I'd want to say anything about that because I don't think that's ever going to enter my sort of brain space for what's my priorities in life and in my profession right now. And no.
You must feel, though, you're only just getting started here at Tottenham.
Well, I am, yeah. Not just feel, I am. I've only been here for 7 months, so I think that's self-explanatory. A bit of pains to say that, you know, we've still got a long way to go in terms of the football we want to play, you know, the team we want to be, the squad we want to have. You know, we've had, I think, 2 positive windows. I think we've had a decent campaign so far, but, you know, we've got a long way to go.
Do you think there's any doubt at all that you'll be here next season?
You see, but that's what I'm talking about. That's the funny space when we talk about managers. You know, when we're not going well, then they're questioning, you know, whether we're going to be here. When you potentially are going okay, then they're still questioning about whether you're going to be here. And the reality is most of it's out of our hands. So I've never worried. I've never thought about that. I've got a history of 26 years of management where you can see pretty clear what I do, and I rely on that as my explanation as to where my thought processes are with all those kind of things. But like I said, right now it's about finishing the season strong with Tottenham and making sure that, you know, we're kind of try and establish a really strong foundation for who we want to be in years to come. And that can only happen if, you know, if I'm totally focused on what these last 14 games can bring for us.
Do you take any of the Liverpool chat as a compliment at all or not?
Well, it depends, you know. If it's just people throwing up names, and who cares? Like, seriously, like, it doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, if I'm doing a good job, hopefully it does mean that, you know, people will acknowledge that in one form or another, whatever that form is. But, you know, so-called chat, I mean, really, it's not no of interest to me. Thanks.
TalkSport Daily.
Don't forget, Big Angie Spurs take on Wolves. That's at 3 o'clock. You can hear that live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. On now to Arsenal, who have had critics saying they need more firepower to compete for titles. So, what about Kylian Mbappe? Mikel Arteta was asked if his club have a chance of signing him.
I'm not. Maybe Edouard and the owners have, but I'm not in those conversations till the last stage. Why not? If we want to be the best team, we're gonna need the best talent and the best players, that's for sure. The club that we are, I don't think that's ever been an issue. You know, everybody wants to play for Arsenal. At least the players that we always discuss, they always have that smile in their faces. The moment that you open the door, I start to have that discussion, and that's because of our history and everything that we've done in the past as well.
But would the Gooners even want Mbappe? Here's Darren Bent's view.
To my beloved club, Arsenal, I stand before you with a burning desire, a plea echoing from the depth of my soul. You must sign Kylian Mbappe. Imagine the Emirates Stadium pulsating with anticipation as Mbappe, the maestro of magic, graces our hallowed turf. His blistering pace, dazzling skill, and ice-cold finishing would electrify our hearts and redefine our destiny. In him, we see shades of Thierry Henry, our immortal king, whose artistry once painted the Premier League red and white. For too long, we've yearned for a hero, a talisman, to lead us back to glory. Mbappe is that hero. His arrival would not only signal a transfer, but seismic shift, a declaration of intent, a promise of resurgence. In the crucible of the Premier League, Mbappe's brilliance would shine brightest. His every touch would be poetry, his every goal a symphony of triumph. With him, we would dare to dream again, to believe in the impossible. So let us rise, let us unite in one voice, one passion, one fervent cry. Kylian Mbappe, come to Arsenal. Together, we'll script the story of redemption, of glory, reborn. This is our moment. This is our destiny. Let us seize it with unwavering resolve. For Arsenal, for Mbappe, for glory.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, there's a big old game in the late kickoff today as Pep Guardiola's Man City host Chelsea. Mopo, Chelsea's manager Mauricio Pochettino has spoken before the match about snubbing Pep's handshake in the reverse fixture.
Look, I was so angry with the referee, remember? That is why, and then apologise public, you know, in my press conference after the game. Of course, it's not going to happen again. It's not going to happen again because I was so upset with the referee, and I go like an arrow through the, you know, to the pitch to try to fight with the referee. Big mistake. And I say sorry again. I say sorry again because I need to be more calm and relaxed and to show respect to the opponent. And that's why I feel really bad, but okay, I apologize again. I am a nice guy, but not too nice, you know?
TalkSport Daily.
Earlier in the week, the special one, Jose Mourinho, revealed he was offered the England job back in the noughties. Mike Keown had his say on whether the move would have made sense.
Well, I certainly think Mourinho was in his prime then, and in his pom. And I think that's when he was absolutely different class when he first came into Chelsea. Of course, he had the financial resources, and he wrestled away, didn't he, a lot of control from Arsenal at that point, with Lampard, Terry, certainly being really big players for England that would have gone on, he could have worked with. Maybe a missed opportunity, but I don't know if it was enough for him at the time because he was...
That's his suggestion, isn't it?
Yeah, and I get it. Maybe now it's... but has he still got that magic? I don't think we should ever write him off. I think if he gets it right, I think if he's stable and he's able to go and he's still got the fire in his belly... It was interesting reading something that he said this week when he said that if he doesn't work, he gets depressed.
Mm.
So that's about him, isn't it? Working with himself, to because he's done an amazing job over many, many years. I mean, to be honest, you look at the number of years he's managed. We're talking here about stress for managers. We're looking at Klopp, aren't we, now, saying is it too much, he's got to step out. Not a bit of it for Mourinho. He's still got a point to prove. Mm. I just feel that he just seemed to overstep the mark a little bit. Maybe with the right people around him, he can be successful again.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to cricket. And don't forget, TalkSport bring you every ball of England's tour in India. And we bring you day three of the third test this very morning. A reminder that England closed yesterday on 207 for two with Ben Duckett doing this.
There's a wide slip and a gully and a man catching a short cover. Siraj in again. Duckett drives down the ground, beats the fielder at mid-on. That's down to the boundary for four. Ashwin turns to collect. Ben Duckett takes the helmet off. Looks briefly heavenward and now affords himself the luxury of a smile as he kisses the badge on his helmet. The England players on their feet celebrating. Duckett reaches his third 100 from just 88 balls.
Mark Wood and Gareth Batty were more than complimentary about Ben's performance.
We realised that the pressure that him and Zach put on the opposition up top, it's not just with the new ball, when the spinners come on, he sweeps so well, reverse sweeps. So all facets of play, whether it's fast ball and a spin ball, and know that they're in for a challenge when Ducky comes to the wicket. So, delighted for him that he's got that recognition of 100. But in terms of the dressing room, we're confident every time Ducky and Zach go out together that we're going to really put some pressure on the opposition.
There won't be too many days that a bowler takes 500 test wickets and we have to talk about somebody else. The 100 that Ben Duckett scored today, I think is probably one of the best innings I've ever seen, if not right up there with the best. With the circumstance of England obviously batting second and India posting a formidable score of 445, but the way and the manner that he came out and played, he was almost ruthless in his intent. He was brave. And then once he had the Indian bowlers on the back foot, once he got the field spread, he was just systematically breaking them down.
Well, that's it for another round of Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. There will, of course, be another one of these out first thing tomorrow morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.